Article 5 Constitutional Convention. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. Radio and TV hosts such as Mark Levin and Sean Hannity have been talking about this for some time. An Article 5 Constitutional Convention, which can be used to create new amendments to the U.S. Constitution. New amendments that could be used to force Washington to balance the U.S. budget and would require responsiveness to the people. But is an Article 5 con really the answer? Or is there a reason for Americans who consider themselves to be liberty-minded and constitutionalists to be very wary about this idea? I believe there is. I'll tell you why right after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the American people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No. The real fight in America is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories that the national media simply won't touch. From the National Defense Authorization Act and indefinite detention, to nullification, drone strikes, the militarization of police and crony capitalism. We're not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, it's where humanity is greater than politics. The idea that Article 5 Constitutional Convention sure is exciting, but is it also dangerous? Well, it certainly could be. The real danger for liberty-minded Americans is that the current climate among lawmakers, both on the national and the state level, is a climate that has very little regard for personal, individual, and natural rights. Take, for instance, all that's gone on in our nation for the past 12 years since September 11, 2001. Fourth Amendment due process rights have been suspended by Congress. The executive branch claims it has the power to indefinitely detain U.S. citizens until the end of the war on terror. And speaking of war, Congress hasn't had a constitutionally declared war since World War II. The Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms is infringed more and more daily. So here's the big question. If an Article 5 constitutional convention is held, what will it do to force Congress and the President to obey the Constitution when they're not obeying it now? The other danger, what happens if new amendments are added to attempt to strip constitutional rights that currently exist? For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com. That's BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Are you prepared? Really, are you prepared? Times aren't getting any better. Everything everywhere is getting tighter. Time for you to look out for the ones you care about. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has everything you need for any event that might come your way. First aid kits, camping gear, training books, self-defense equipment, long shelf life GMO-free storable food. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has it all. Veteran-owned and operated. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is here for you.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
This is the alternative media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the alternative media with your host, Farron.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation and lies of the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, February 22nd, 2014. We're in hour one of the Alternative Media. The website, thealternativemedia.com, alternativemedia.org. You can email me, thealternativemedia@yahoo.com. We have a lot of news and information to cover today. As usual, some of the headlines we're going to be discussing during the next 3 hours is Snowden documents reveal covert surveillance and pressure tactics aimed at WikiLeaks. This should be of no surprise to anyone, but an interesting story. Gun production in the U.S. sets new record with 30% increase. We'll be getting into that in the coming hours. Freedom to discriminate. Controversial Arizona bill takes steps toward becoming law. We'll be discussing that. I understand. I was talking to a friend of mine earlier. This has been on CNN, some of the other controlled news networks. The killing of Osama bin Laden was an American hoax. An excellent article coming in from Global Research. Israel's Netanyahu calls boycotters anti-Semites. ABC News, we're going to be discussing that in the coming hours as well. 15 reasons why your food bill is going to start soaring. Everyone needs to listen to this one. And we're going to get this one in the first hour. If you've never heard of this, this is a jaw dropper. Lawmaker, stop putting kids in scream rooms. This is coming in from The Hill. You need to listen to this story. I had never heard of scream rooms. This is posted on our website, thealternativemedia.com, if you want to read it for yourself. We'll be talking about that. In this hour, battle for humanity nearly lost global food supply deliberately engineered to end life. An excellent article coming in from Natural News. We'll be discussing that as well. America is unraveling at a stunning speed and a staggering degree. We're going to be talking about this story. And also, I've got a story we're going to be discussing during the first couple hours today, where the Republicans are saying, yes, Obama acts outside the Constitution, but we can't do anything about it. We're going to talk about that as well. But to get us started, I wanted to say I mailed out all of the CDs and DVDs Wednesday. So I'd gotten a few emails from people wondering, you know, when they were coming, why they haven't left yet, what have you. Between me being gone, then the snow, took me a little longer than I thought. They're all left Wednesday, so I would say some of them going, you know, to the West Coast. I think maybe one was leaving the country. Everybody should have them within the next couple of days. If you don't have them by Monday or Tuesday, feel free to shoot me an email and we'll take care of that. But everybody's is in the mail. So I appreciate everyone contacting me. There was a lot of interest, lot of interest in Dr. Gene Schroeder and his opinions about the Constitution. And I think he is a revolutionary in his thought process to be able to figure out exactly where we stand in this country. And I know from the emails that I got, a lot of people disagree with his opinion, my opinion on that, and that's fine. Believe what you will. But I urge everyone to look into it for yourself. Let's get started today. This is a story coming in from the WashingtonPost.com this week. President Obama's forthcoming budget request will seek tens of billions of dollars in fresh spending for domestic priorities while abandoning a compromise proposal to tame the national debt in part by trimming Social Security benefits. With the 2015 budget request, Obama will call for an end to an era of austerity that has dogged much of his presidency and to his efforts to find common ground with Republicans. Instead, the president will focus on pumping new cash into job training, early childhood education, and other programs aimed at bolstering the middle class, providing Democrats with a policy blueprint heading into the midterm elections. Now, I wanted to just stop right there. One, every time it comes down the pike, what does the government say? Let's throw more money at education. The problem with this economy is people don't have the right education. That's what they always say, no matter which party, Republicans or Democrats are in power. It's always, we must have more education. Look, if you go down to your local community colleges, you can barely enroll because so many people are enrolled because they have no jobs. So what happens when there's no jobs? People go back to school. People go back to school. How many times have we run down the numbers of how the people are graduating and can't get jobs because there is no jobs? It doesn't matter how well you educate someone when they come out of that. If there is no job, what do they do? You know, it sickens me. Even the Chamber of Commerce and all the other organizations, all the corporations that are behind this immigration push, the immigration reform. And they actually try to claim that the problem is we need more workers. You know, that is absurd. There is not a shortage of workers in America. There is a shortage of quality jobs. And the reason there's a shortage of quality jobs is due to the insane and absurd policies bolstered by the Republicans and the Democrats that have gutted our economy. They have been the problem. And more and throwing more money at education is ludicrous, but that is exactly what they're going to attempt to do. How about the fact now that Obama is saying the austerity measures are coming off? You know, the middle class, yeah, they've definitely been suffering. I mean, you can just see the middle class evaporating. But the government has not been suffering. The government's been going $1 trillion a year in the hole. They go $3 billion a day in the hole. They spend $3 billion more per day than they take in every single day. All the while doing things like giving F-16s to Egypt, giving $8 million a day to Israel for foreign aid, while we here are bankrupt. And here he's saying we're going to take an end to this cost trimming, to this spending thriftily. We're going to start some spending, is what he's saying. As part of the strategy, Obama will jettison the framework he unveiled last year for so-called grand bargain that would have raised taxes on the rich and reined in skyrocketing retirement spending. A centerpiece of that framework was a proposal demanded by GOP leaders to use a less generous measure of inflation to calculate Social Security benefits. The idea infuriated Democrats and never gained much traction with rank-and-file Republicans who also were unwilling to contemplate tax increases of any kind. On Thursday, administration officials said that the grand bargain framework remains on the table, but that it was time for it to move on. So we're moving on to the grand bargain. Wow, doesn't that sound scary to think that these two parties that have drove the ship directly into the rocks are now trying to put together some kind of grand bargain? And they're always debating the fact of how much taxes to raise when the middle class America is already taxed into poverty. Problem in this country is not that the people are taxed too little. The problem is that the government spends too much. You know, anyone you talk to seems to recognize this except the Republicans and the Democrats. Well, the Republicans, Farron, they're up there trying to fight for limiting the budget. Well, what a great job they've done. They've had control of the House since 2010, and the budgets went up $3 trillion. The deficits went up $3 trillion under their watch. So, no, it's both parties. Both parties are owned by the banks and the corporations, and they are selling out you, middle-class America. You're not represented in Washington. That's why you're always the loser. I know that is a bitter pill for many people to swallow, and most haven't yet choked it down, but sooner or later, you will have to come to the same sad conclusions because of the evidence being put forth in front of you. We're coming up on a break. We will continue on the other side. You're listening to the Alternative Media with Aaron. Back in moments.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a seven-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a four-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We're back on the Alternative Media Fair in the studio saying, give me liberty or let's give you death. You know, it just amazes me when I read these stories from Washington, D.C. And whichever party you're talking about, it doesn't matter. I mean, if the Republicans had their president in the White House, they'd be condoning all this ridiculous spending like they always do, just like they won't cut the Department of Offense. But I am here to tell you people, I've been in various parts of North Carolina in the last month or so, and it's amazing to see the empty buildings, Parts of it looks like Detroit. I mean, you wouldn't know where you're at. The economic, by design, slow death collapse is unfolding right before us. I mean, there's a website. I wasn't aware of this. I was told this past week. Deadmalls.com. And you can go on there and someone's went around and photographed, or you can send photographs of your local mall, and the emptiness of it. And if you go on there and look, the malls that are in our area here, I'm broadcasting from Moxville, North Carolina, Signal Hill Mall, Statesville was in it, the mall in Rowan County or Salisbury, it was in it. I mean, this is, and it, so it's not just this area though. I mean, it's all across the country, but, this is a direct result of the failed economic policies of the two-party, one-party system that does not represent you, middle-class American, but represents the banks and the corporations, which are doing just fine. So we're going to continue with the news. Also, I wanted to say today, if you look on my website, thealternativemedia.com, you'll read at the top that this website is dedicated to David Wayne Cox, his life, and his memory. He was killed 4 years ago yesterday, February 21st. And I wanted to remember him today. I wanted to remind everyone of how he was killed. Those of you that remember, those of you that know the truth, remember the murder of David Wayne Cox. If you need any other information on that, feel free to contact me. All right, we're continuing with this story, WashingtonPost.com. Over the course of the last year, the Republicans consistently showed a lack of willingness to negotiate on a deficit reduction deal, refusing to identify even one unfair tax loophole that they would be willing to close, said a White House official speaking on the condition of anonymity to describe the budget before its official release. That is not going to stop the president from promoting new policies that should be part of our public debate. Now, I'm going to move on from that article. It's quite a lengthy article. You can look it up for yourself. I think he's going to release the budget in early March, so we will be discussing it further then. But I can tell you what it's going to be. It's going to be spend, spend, spend. We're going to spend our way out of this deficit hole, which is a complete absurdity. But that's what they're going to do. They're going to continue to sell out you, your children, your grandchildren, your great-great-great-grandchildren into this economic deficit, into oblivion, and with no holds barred. So you heard it here first if you hadn't heard it anywhere else. Now, this is an excellent article. America is unraveling at a stunning speed and a staggering degree. This decline is breathtaking, and the prognosis is dim. For starters, Obama now rules by decree. Reportedly, for the 27th time, he has changed the rules of Obamacare single-handedly, with neither congressional approval nor even ceremonial resolutions to limit his actions. Obama needs no such frivolities. Now listen, I've been telling you from the beginning of this Obamacare fiasco that the end goal, is a single-payer system. You're going to be paying into the federal government via your paycheck. They're going to deduct it from your paycheck, just like they do your Social Security and your federal and state income taxes. They're going to be deducting all that from your check. Your health care is going to be the same way. You're going to pay the government whatever they decree, and then you're going to get whatever rationed health care they so see fit to dole out to you. That's where it's going. It's just a matter of time. It's however they have to promote the problem reaction solution to get their end result as they play the American people like a maestro plays the violin. That's where it's going to end up. Just wait and see. That's the good thing about being president, Obama joked on February 10th. I can do whatever I want. In a especially bitter irony, Obama uttered these despicable words while guiding French President Hollande through Monticello, the home of Thomas Jefferson, a key architect of America's foundation of limited government. That very day, Obama decreed that Obamacare mandate for employers with 50 to 99 workers would be postponed until 2016, beyond an earlier extension of 2015, well past the November 2014 midterm elections. This eases the pressure on Democrats, whose campaign would suffer if voters saw their company health plans canceled due to Obamacare's unnecessary, expensive mandatory benefits. So by fiat, Obama has postponed the employer mandate. When Senator Ted Cruz effectively tried to do this through legislation last fall, the Democrats virtually lassoed and branded him. Also, by decree last week, Obama decided unilaterally to soften political asylum rules. Now, if you haven't heard this, listen to this one. Refugees and other immigrants who provide terrorist limited material support now can come to America. So what if someone merely clothed and fed Muhammad Atta? After all, garments and meals don't blow up. Welcome to America. Meanwhile, the Justice Department is working hard to revoke the asylum of and deport the Romankis. The evangelical Christian family was granted refugee status in America to escape prosecution for homeschooling their children, which German law forbids. So Obama believes that those who are somewhat helpful to deadly U.S. terrorists may become Americans, while religiously oppressed homeschoolers who face prison should get out. The transparent electoral motive that fuels so many of Obama's executive orders seems unprecedented. The tone is also brand new. Obama's predecessors have signed executive orders and more or less left it at that, but Obama pounds his chest as he does so, as he told Congress at last month's State of the Union address, America does not stand still, and neither will I, so but whenever and whenever, wherever I can take steps without legislation to expand opportunity for American families, that's what I'm going to do. While appalled Republicans sat on their hands, Democrats stood up and shouted like equatorial rubber stamp parliamentarians, hooray, we're irrelevant. Meanwhile, as American Enterprise Institute's Mark Thiessen wrote in February 2010 for the Washington Post, new Congressional Budget Office figures show that Obamacare will reduce U.S. incomes by $70 billion annually between 2017 and 2024. The CBO also estimated that by 2021, Obamacare's disincentives to hire and incentives not to work would slash labor hours by the equivalent of 2.3 million jobs. Rather than dispute these figures, key Democrats embraced them. We want people to have the freedom to be a writer, to be a photographer, to make music, to paint, said House Democrat leader Nancy Pelosi of California. She added that people would no longer be job-locked by their health policies, but have the freedom to follow their passions. So rather than expand economic growth and jobs, Democrats applaud as America stops working to do watercolors, draft poetry, and take naps, while exhausted taxpayers foot the bill. I thought that was an interesting story. I mean, it is, and we remember when Nancy Pelosi said that. I mean, it is just, it's utterly chilling to see the policies of the two-party, one-party system in light of what your eyes see when you ride around and see what's actually happening in this country. I urge everyone to prepare for what's coming horizon in this country. All right, we're coming up on a break. When we come back, battle for humanity nearly lost, global food supply deliberately engineered to end life. You don't want to miss this one. Then we're going to be talking about scream rooms. You're listening to The Alternative Media with Farron. Back in moments.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Farron in the studio. This is radio for truthers and for the masses that still believe the lie. Next couple of stories that I'm going to do, everyone take note of. They're posted on the website, thealternativemedia.com. You might want to share them. The first one's coming in from Natural News. After having now analyzed over 1,000 foods, superfoods, vitamins, junk foods, and popular beverages for heavy metals and other substances at the Natural News Forensic Food Labs, I have arrived at a conclusion so alarming and urgent that it can only be stated bluntly. Of course, this is coming from Mike Adams of Natural News, and it's a website that I look at usually daily. My lab has uncovered scientific proof that substances are intentionally formulated into dietary products to drive consumers mentally insane while causing widespread infertility, organ damage, and loss of any ability to engage in rational, conscious thinking. These toxic substances are being found across the entire food supply, including conventional foods, organic foods, natural products, and dietary supplements. Well, that would explain the ability of someone like Folly Virus to come on the national scene and get media attention like she does with absolutely no talent whatsoever. Based on what I'm seeing via atomic spectrometry, I butchered that. Analysis of the dietary substances people are consuming on a daily basis. I must now announce that the battle for humanity is nearly lost. The food supply appears to be intentionally designed to end human life rather than nourish it. And you know, when I first read this, I thought, wow, you know, these days when you go in a convenience store and you come out, do you ever look at what people buy in there and are eating? I mean, there's green foods, there's stuff you didn't see as a child. Drinks as well. I know last week John from Tennessee had made mention of some of this. And it's, have you ever seen a more unhealthy looking society than what we've got now in America? I mean, when you go into the large box stores, I mean, I make jokes all the time. If everyone would just throw their arms up forward, you know, with the wrist dropped down, it would look like it's the reject cast of Night of the Living Dead. Look at the TV commercials now, what they portray as a healthy American young man. He's pale. He's sickly looking. He's thin. If he's 24, he looks like he's about 14, but he acts like he's about 8. And they portray this now as the fast food commercials. They get some of the most sickliest looking degenerates that they could possibly come up with to show eating their food. I mean, maybe it's a representation of a true representation. It's a reflection of American society, apparently. Let's go on with the story. This goes far beyond the mere contamination of foods with heavy metals, a subject which is grave all by itself. Rather, this is about the internal formulation of toxic substances into products consumed by the masses on a regular basis. The result is what you see unfolding around you right now, mass insanity, incredible escalations of criminality among political operatives, clinical insanity among an increasing number of mainstream media writers and reporters, widespread infertility in young people, skyrocketing rates of kidney failure, and dialysis patients, plus a near total loss of rational thinking among the voting masses. Well, that's absolutely the truth right there. No one can deny that, right? The effects of this are devastating to human civilization. The collapse of a capable workforce, the rise of the masses dependent on government for survival, the collapse of free democracies due to the cognitive retardation of the voting masses, an exploding prison population, and the rise of for-profit corporate prison systems, and even the near complete collapse of any ability of the news consuming public to parse and comprehend even the most basic information, such as the national debt figures. That's all absolutely true. There was a story this past week. We did it during the week on the 11 o'clock show, me and my wife. We're only one out of four Americans could not tell you correctly whether the Earth orbited the Sun or the Sun orbited the Earth. That's where we're at, people. That is where we're at. That's why it is so easy. You know, I have a lot of people that want to disagree with me, and they always come up with this. Well, you know, you're always talking about how the government can manipulate the people. They can't do that unless the people are willing. The people are so dumb in this country now, until they're easily manipulated. I mean, look at the situation we've got here. We can't affect any change whatsoever we have. I don't hang my hat on Rand Paul or any of them in Washington that's representatives now of representing middle-class America. They don't stand for the values and the policies that would help we, the people, middle-class America. We have no representation. The long-term effects of this widespread food poisoning phenomenon will be the utter downfall of modern human civilization for numerous reasons, ranging from the economic non-sustainability to environmental destruction and the global rise of political violence, as we're seeing right now all across the globe, as more and more lab results have been documented here in the Natural News Forensic Lab. It has become increasingly apparent to me that humanity cannot survive the mass engineered poisoning of the food supply. Now, it's a much lengthier article than that. And you're welcome to go to my website, thealternativemedia.com, scroll down to the RSS feeds, read it in its entirety, print it off, share it with your friends. Because, like I say, several last week we were taking phone calls. We got started a little bit on the food supply. Now, I've got a story that's going to be coming up probably next hour, 15 reasons why your food bill is going to start soaring. You're going to want to hear that. And I urge everyone, whether you've ever gardened before or not, to start this spring. You know, I used to run the board for In the Garden with Melvin York, good friend of mine. He taught me a lot that I did not know. And I grew up with a father that that loved to garden, but I didn't take it very serious. And I've learned a lot. And thankfully, I've got a wife that has 10 green thumbs. I mean, she is really good. She loves to garden. We garden together. I'm telling you, prepare, because these criminals, the scum and trash that's running the country now, is not going to let up on this slow death economic collapse. I mean, just the fact that it crosses their lips yet again that the solution is to throw more money at it. I mean, what is it going to take for the American people to wake up? But this article that we just read is going into the fact, and when we go to the third hour, take phone calls, love to get your opinions. It's going into the fact that nutrition is playing a large role in dumbing people down. We've discussed fluoride on this broadcast many, many, many times. I've had many people come to the realization of the truth about fluoride through this broadcast. You know, sometimes I get down on the broadcast. We don't have very many sponsors. We don't have very many people that seem to support it. But then I think about all the people that over the years has wrote me or seen me and said, you know, I didn't believe that stuff about fluoride, but I looked into it. Now I do. Now I see. You know, it's just like I had a phone call this morning. The video from Flight 93 on the website was down sometime during the week. I've told you that video disappears, comes and goes. You're looking into information about 9/11. That is a real jaw dropper. If it's supposed to be on the website right now, I urge everyone to watch it, thealternativemedia.com. Woke my dad up, woke several other people up to the fact that the government's version was a lie. And also, I've got a story this week, hopefully we'll have time to get into it, where now they're going to cover some of the cancers that first responders have gotten from breathing the air and being in the vicinity of 9/11 on September 11th. You know, we started in 2008 trying to support the first responders, trying to show the fact that they claimed the air was fit to breathe. The people were dying. The canines had died. I mean, we were trying to help the first responders. We had toy drives. A lot of you remember. Now, here it is, 2014. So we're 13 years later, and they're going to start trying to cover some of the cancers that the ones that are still alive have. You know, always too little, too late. But at least they're doing that now. We'll get into that story, but I thought it was interesting. It was in the news. Of course, I had to go to media in outside America to even find the story, because we have such a pitiful, prostituted media in America that does not give the American people anything like the information of what's really going on. You look at your news media, they're covering that Folly Virus's latest scandal-ridden video. You know, that's what the news is in America. We're coming up on a break. When we come back, Scream Rooms. You need to hear this one. Back in once you listen to the Alternative Media Fair.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com, or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steenbach is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cal mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenbloch, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
In the studio saying, red alert, red alert. There is a mass pandemic in America. Americans are in love with their enslaver. They have Stockholm Syndrome. I don't think it's ever more true than today. You know, this jaw is hard to draw. It's hard for me now to run across a story, and I'm like, wow, really? Really, that is going on. Well, I've got it before me here, brothers and sisters. And, me and my wife did the story earlier this week here on WDSL, and I actually got a couple of phone calls here locally from it. This is coming in from thehill.com. It's posted on thealternativemedia.com if you want to read it for yourself. Senator Chris Murphy, Democrat from Connecticut, is calling for an end to the use of scream rooms to discipline children in U.S. schools. Now, I don't know if this is going on here locally. Never heard of scream rooms before. This was a new term to me. But friends, listen to this one. The Connecticut senator has proposed legislation that would end the practice of physically restraining students or secluding them in padded rooms after learning that there were more than 30,000 such instances every year in schools across Connecticut. So across Connecticut, 30,000 times every year. They're having to take the children and put them in scream rooms, padded rooms, like in an insane asylum. That way to deal with behavior just does not work. Actually, kids don't respond to that, Murphy said in an interview with local news TV station WTIC. There are just better ways to deal with behavioral issues than just locking kids up in padded rooms, he said. Now, remember, this is we've thrown the Ten Commandments out of school. The government has picked religion, Christianity, up by the scruff of the neck and thrown it out of the school. There's no discipline in schools. They've put the police in schools. And look at the results in the schools. The rooms are as small as 4 feet by 4 feet or 6 feet by 6 inches, he said. Murphy said an overuse of restraint or seclusion could lead to mental and physical injury to children, as well as to other children witnessing the practice. Excuse me. Murphy said an overuse of restraints or seclusion could lead to mental and physical injury. Although some children are violent and could be a threat to others, many of the children suffer from other conditions that would be best addressed via mental health programs, school counselors, psychologists. Murphy said, well, if children are going to school and they're a threat to the other children, throw them out of school. 40% of the kids that have been restrained or secluded in Connecticut have autism. And a disproportionate number of them have been Latino or black, he added. This is all a result of multiculturalism. Whether we like to face that fact or not, these are the results of multiculturalism in America. There are very limited instances in which you have to restrain a kid, but there is absolutely no instance which you have to lock a kid up in a room by himself, Murphy said. Earlier this month, a Senate Education Committee report called the rooms potentially unsafe and abusive. A 2012 ABC News investigation found that thousands of autistic and disabled school children have been injured and dozens died after being restrained by poorly trained teachers and school aides. Are you hearing this? Now, I didn't write this. This is coming in from thehill.com. And from a senator from Connecticut. Is this not one of the saddest things you've ever heard? In some cases, children were handcuffed. Listen to this. Electrically shocked or locked in padded rooms for hours. A 14-year-old Georgia boy who committed suicide after being repeatedly left alone for hours in a room comparable to a prison cell was reported by ABC News. According to ABC, some teacher and school advocacy groups oppose legislation to regulate the use of restraint, saying it limits their ability to subdue a child who may harm others. Wow. This deserves not only attention from the state legislature, but this is an issue all across the country, and it deserves attention from Congress as well, Murphy said. Wow. What do you say to that? I did not know. And third hour, we go to phone calls. I would love to get you, the listener's opinion. I mean, you can agree, you can disagree, whatever. That's what the hour for phone calls is. But one, I did not know this was going on. Two, we're talking about deaths of children. We're talking electrical shock. I mean, you know, I was talking to a friend of mine earlier this morning, and I think when we first started doing the broadcast back in 2008, I think, and don't hold me to this, but if memory serves, we were about 12th or 13th in the world in math and science, and that's dropped now to like 18th. And the solution is always by the bureaucrats and the government to throw more money at education. But look what's coming out of the system. They get exactly what they want. Let me tell you a little secret that when you divine this little nugget of information, it puts everything into perspective. I was talking to another friend of mine during the break, was watching some news last night, and he had divined this little nugget. What we get is exactly what they want us to have. The debt is $17 trillion because that's what they want it to be. The border is open to Mexico because they want the border open. We're 17th or 18th or wherever we're at in the world in education because that is what they want it to be. The dollar has lost 98% of its value since 1913 because that's what they want. You're upside down on your home mortgage because that's what they want. Middle class America's evaporating because that's what they want. We're the policemen of the world because that's what they want. We start wars to save the peace because that's what they want. We're one of the most hated nations now in the world because that's what they want. Because they won't have it any other way. Small business is being crushed because that's what they want. They're going to give amnesty to all the illegal aliens because that's what they want. It's harder and harder to buy guns and bullets, and prices are rising because that's what they want. And once you come to grips with the fact that the reason the mainstream media is a big liar, the reason there's more filth on TV than you ever thought humanly possible to conjure up and put on the TV is because that's what they want, we get exactly what they want us to have. It's not that they're such buffoons that they can't do anything better. It's not that they're so dumb like they portray it. They just can't help the fact that the deficit keeps skyrocketing. It's exactly what they want it to be. It's problem, reaction, solution. They create a problem like the economy's worsening. They get the reaction of the people, oh, do something, do anything, do something, save us, and then they will give us the solution that wouldn't have been palatable unless we went through problem and reaction. They do it time and time again. Look at the weapons of mass destruction lie. Look at 9/11. They claimed the hijackers were from Saudi Arabia. We invade Iraq and Afghanistan. We have 700 military bases in 120 countries. We spend more on our military than the next 11 countries combined. Our deficit's skyrocketing. It's what they want. Our public education system is turning out kids that don't know, you know, whether the Earth orbits the sun or the sun orbits the Earth. It's exactly what they want. We get what we deserve. We allow this to happen. And once you start looking at it through that perspective, and you know that the media is nothing but a liar. I mean, I was watching the Secretary of the Treasury. He was on this past week, and he was telling them that, yes, the economy's been recovering, but what we need is more education and blah, 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 blah. Nobody ever calls him on it. You know, no one ever asks a real question at any of these events anymore. It's all left to the alternative media. That's why it's more important than ever that you support Republic Broadcasting, the crew there, John Stattmiller, and the work he's doing, because if it wasn't for organizations like that, you would not get broadcasts like this that are being broadcast to the entire world with listeners in as many other countries. We're coming up on top of the hour break. When we come back, 15 reasons your food bill is going to start soaring, and Netanyahu calls boycotters anti-Semites. Back in moments. You're listening to the Alternative Media with Farron. Stay with me.
With financial